Well, sir, it's a few minutes past 12 o'clock as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Since our friends aren't in the kitchen partaking their noonday meal, it's our immediate inference that the meat's not done, which is exactly the case. Listen.
Sadie, I have issued my ultimatum for the last time. Repair above stairs, if you please, and pack your valise.
Oh, that joke gets tiresome.
Don't try to brazen it out, madam.
Mailman brought a poster card from Bess this morning.
And don't seek to evade the issue. I've been a weak, easygoing man in the past, Sadie, but I've come home to find the meat not done too often. You may take your clothes and a sum of money and quit the premises ere the sun sets in the heavens.
Same old joke gets tiresome after a while. Meat ought to be done in 15 minutes or so.
Aha! You come right out and admit the meat's not done. You stand there calmly and with no blush of shame and inform your poor husband that the meat is not...
Oh, stop, for goodness sake. Bessie says in her poster card they had a wind in Carberry that'd blow your hat off. Almost a tornado. Wind, snow, rain, sleet, and everything else. The sleet went to Walter's kneecap just like it always does. Suffered 2 days. Real sharp pains. I guess...
Hi, people.
Oh, that poor little boy.
What?
Hi.
Come in, Rush. I say that poor little boy. There's no dinner for him. He must be told the meat's not done. I dread to see the disappointment on his baby face when he learns...
Bring the poster card that's on the buffet, Willie.
Hear the big news?
Bring the poster card that's on the buffet.
Okay. You people hear the big news?
No. Somebody telephoned you right after you left for the office this morning.
Yeah, P.Z. Greach. He got a hold of me, all right.
Who's P.Z. Greach?
A gink from Davenport, Iowa.
Got an awful sing-song voice. First, I thought it was Ruthie acting the dunce. Mr. Victor, go up there. Where can I get in touch with Mr.
Brick Mushman's in the hospital.
Did you bring the poster card?
Yeah. Brick Mushman's in the hospital.
No.
Got taken to the hospital yesterday afternoon. I'm astonished you haven't heard about it. Bluetooth Johnson told me the news when I first arrived at school this morning.
What's the matter?
By George, Mom, you won't believe me when I tell you what happened.
Well, what happened?
He got his head caught in a revolving door.
Yeah?
I wouldn't believe Bluetooth for a while. See, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors for many years now. I've even learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, it goes to work and happens. You'd be interested in hearing the facts?
Yeah.
You know the center street entrance to Hamilton's store?
Yeah.
You know the revolving door that's there?
Yeah.
That was the scene of the tragedy.
Brick Mushman badly hurt?
Badly hurt enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
He's not seriously injured, is he, Sam?
Seriously injured enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
I mean, he's not on the verge of death, is he?
He's on the verge of death enough so they dragged him to the hospital.
Oh, for Pete's sake, you sound like a parrot.
This is hardly the time to laugh, Gov. The Brickmush man is suffering from a deep scalp wound.
How deep a scalp wound is it?
It's a deep enough scalp wound so they dragged him to the hospital.
You do sound foolish, Willie.
Okay.
How sick is he?
I don't believe you people are really interested.
I asked you a question. How sick is the Brickmush man?
Sick enough, sir. They dragged him to the hospital.
Have all the fun you want, Gov.
Will you answer my question?
The Brickmush man's deep scalp wound will keep him in the hospital 3 days. He's to be released day after tomorrow.
Well, why didn't you say so in the first place? Got his head caught in Yamplin's revolving door, huh? Well, that was silly. How'd it happen?
He stooped over to tie his shoe.
With his noodle poked in the revolving door?
Yes. He was about to enter Yamplin, see? Just as he got 1 foot inside the little enclosure where the revolving door swings around, he noticed his shoestring was untied. So he stooped over to fix it.
And some halfwit coming out of the store didn't see anybody.
The halfwit coming out of the store couldn't see anybody. The Brickmush man was stooped over. The halfwit was apparently in a hurry because the revolving door swung around 40 miles an hour. I guess the Brickmush man let out a screech you could hear for 40 blocks.
Oh, my goodness.
It's a red-hot tragedy, no mistake.
It's going to be all right, though, huh?
His scalp wound will keep him in the hospital 3 days. He's to be released day after tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Thing that beats me is, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors for years. Even I learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, it goes to work and happens. No, I wouldn't believe Bluetooth when he told me the news this morning. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Mm.
Bluetooth, I says, you're...
Oh, stop. One suspects one's little boy not beat any too bright.
Give me Aunt Bess's poster card.
Oh.
Meat's not done, Arthur.
I was so excited about the brickmush man, I never even thought of dinner. No, that's a fact. When Bluetooth Johnson come up to me at school this morning and give me the news, I wouldn't any more believe him than a horse.
What'd you say to him?
Bluetooth, I says you're crazy.
You want to hear this?
Bessie's postal card? Oh, boy. Read it out loud. Hey.
What's that?
I'm dying to hear what she's got to say.
I wonder if when they receive postal cards from us, Walter puts on a sarcastic demonstration.
You wrong me, Sadie.
Dear sister and all, thought I would write and see how you are feeling. We are fine, and Walter's kneecap has been very severe on the twinges. We had a very strong wind in this part of the country that was almost a tornado. There was snow and rain and even sleet. Sleet, of course, goes directly to Walter's kneecap. He stayed home from the barber shop 2 days. Hope Victor and Rush are well. Is Uncle Fletcher settled yet, and does he like his new surroundings? Ask him why he don't write. Yunzi has learned to play a piece on the piano that takes 5 flats. Well, just a line. We'll get around to a nice long letter soon. Love, Bess.
The funny thing about the brickmush man getting his head caught in the revolving door was it didn't knock him unconscious.
Not the slightest little measly word or comment on Aunt Bess's lovely postal card. She went to all the work of sending.
A very high-class postal card. I enjoyed it very much. No, Gov, it's a fact. Brickmush man never lost consciousness for a minute. He sat on the sidewalk and howled.
Did he produce the same sound you produce when you give your imitation of a guy getting his head caught in a revolving door?
I suppose.
How's that go?
You've heard me do it.
Yeah, but some of the fine points escape me.
Someday I'm going to describe to Aunt Bess the nice reception her lovely postal card she breaks her back writing and stamping and carrying to the mailbox gets around here.
Rush is going to imitate a guy getting his head cut in a revolving door.
Rush better learn to show a little consideration.
I enjoyed what Aunt Bess had to say, Mom. Sleep going directly to Uncle Walter's kneecap and all. Got a great kick out of it. And you'll see playing a new piece on the piano is fine.
Let's hear a guy getting his head cut in a revolving door, Sam.
I'm not as good at it as Russell Duncan.
Well, go ahead.
Well. Hey! Ouch!
Bravo, bravo.
If you ever heard Russell Duncan do it, you wouldn't give me a nickel.
On the contrary. Wasn't that a capital performance, eh?
Ish.
You'll discourage the artist.
Know what Bluetooth Johnson and myself are going to do this evening, Gov? Call on the brickmush man at the hospital.
That'll be nice of you.
Yes, it'll be nice of us, and also we'll get a lot of candy, nuts, and fruit.
How so?
The brickmush man belongs to 3 separate and distinct clubs around town. Whenever any member of these clubs gets sick, the rest of the members go together and send him junk. Peanuts, popcorn, glazed pineapple, chocolate bars, all such trash as that. The brickmush man won't have much of an appetite, see? Nobody feels like eating much when they're troubled with a deep scalp wound. Bluetooth Johnson and myself will go to the hospital and be admitted to the bedside. Good evening, Bluetooth. Good evening, Rush. Help yourself to an orange. By George, I certainly was sorry to hear about you getting your head caught in a revolving door. Yes, it was a great tragedy. Care for a banana? Bluetooth here and myself decided we'd stop in at the hospital and see how you were feeling. That was darn nice of you. How about a few raisins and soft-shell pecans? Say, thanks. Yes, it was a great tragedy. I said to my folks,
oh,
I said...
What on earth are you talking about?
I'm describing the conversation I'll have with the brickmush man tonight.
Sound crazy as a horse.
Not at all. Well, Sir Gov, it was a very strange thing. For many years, I've been talking about guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. Even learned to imitate guys getting their head caught in revolving doors. And here, by George, somebody I know personally goes to work and gets their head caught in a revolving door. I wouldn't believe Bluetooth this morning when he gave me the news. I told him he was crazy. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy. Bluetooth, I says, you're crazy.
Look, Harry, let me close my eyes and imagine I'm listening to the brickmush man who's just got his head caught in Hamilton's revolving door and is sitting on the sidewalk.
Okay.
And then you give your imitation.
Okay.
Shoot, I got my eyes closed.
Hey! Oh!
I can see the brickmush man has played his day.
All right, fellas.
Mita?
Should be. Let's go to the kitchen.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block.